Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. The title of this podcast is Reimbursement and features Dr. Jane Stanley's responses to questions frequently asked during online trainings and webinars.
So what do we need to understand about this? There are multiple insurance payments and federal programs that pay for infants in the NICU, and we need to understand that they charge or reimburse in different ways. So reimbursement means that third party, insurance company or federal government, is paying for the treatment. The hospital is not paying, the parents are not paying. The third party is the federal program like Medicare or Medicaid, and one of the insurance companies like a health maintenance organization or Blue Cross Blue Shield or the medical program for military people, which is separate in the United States. So there are billing practices that are standardized across all of these, and they comply with the American Medical Association dictates, and those are the things you're going to have to comply with in order to do this. Per diem charge means there's a certain amount paid per day for the infant. Medicaid pays per diem. Almost one third of premature infants in the United States are Medicaid babies. That means if you discharge early, you do not save the hospital money, because it's paid by the day. So if the baby is there for 10 days, there's a payment for 10 days. If the baby goes home in 8 days, there's payment only for 8 days. But a DRG, a diagnosed related group, may be a set amount for a premature baby, because usually the average is the baby's there 30 days and there's finances just in a bulk amount for 30 days. If the baby leaves 3 weeks early, you're going to have all of that money in the hospital. You're literally saving the hospital money. So when we're talking about the amount saved or the amount returned from the insurance company itself can pay the salary of the music therapist, and it ends up costing the hospital nothing. These are important concepts. So who are your contacts to do this plan? When you come in, you have a music therapy plan for a NICU program, as CL went through some of the details with you. Now you've got to place it within the business operations of the facility. These people will help you. Their titles are the people whose job it is to get the reimbursement. You will not be interacting with any of the insurance companies, but you will need to negotiate and talk with each of these people who will have a separate job. So sometimes it will be a committee meeting, sometimes it will be in sequence. The revenue manager might send you to charge capture to get a certain objective accomplished, but you will be meeting and working with these people to implement what you're trying to do. Every intervention in your plan will need a CPT code. A CPT, cost per treatment, is an American Medical Association required code for treatment. Remember when we said earlier, if you had an appendix problem, you would get an appendectomy. There's a code for one style of appendectomy where they cut open your stomach versus the style of appendectomy where they do microsurgery and just make three small holes in your abdomen. So every single treatment is modified by a specific code. You will need a separate code for every different treatment you do in the NICU. Reimbursement is so critical to me because of this idea that music therapy is not really a treatment within most of the settings in which we work. Jamie George is a private music therapist in Atlanta, Georgia, and she gives a number of lectures on this because she runs a private practice. And she said, if we want to be treated like allied health professionals, we need to act like it. Nothing in the hospital is free. Not even a Kleenex is free. Everything is charged. Music therapy is often given freely, but you will be asked immediately, because you're, if you come in with evidence-based NICU music therapy, you are coming in with a treatment proposal, you will be asked, is it reimbursable? Yes, it is. You simply have to do the work to the paperwork related to reimbursement. And you have to plan your program to be compatible with reimbursement. The process is the same within any system that is going to pay one back. So if we are consistent with positive outcomes in the NICU, we will cause the hospital to have higher patient satisfaction and better family care. If you followed all of these steps and you had your written protocols for each intervention that you wanted to do, our research has shown, we researched the charges and the actual money paid by insurance companies in the first year that we ever did reimbursement. And in the first year before NICU music therapy was well done, it created enough money back into the system to pay the full-time salary of a music therapist. So in computing the number of interventions, the charges for each intervention, the percentage of payment back, because most insurance companies don't pay 100% of what you charge. They pay 67% of what was charged. But we were actually able to track the money. And it's amazing to be able to say to a hospital, the interventions will bring money into your hospital that will pay my salary. All you need are some startup funds to get started, and then the program will be self-supported. And that's the beauty of reimbursement. If we have documented all of our evidence-based research and use uniformity in clinical terminology and protocols, if when you are using PAL, your protocol looks exactly like mine, and we're using similar CPT codes, all of those data are going into the computerized system all across America. And we could interact with that computer system for data mining. That means, let's say there are 200,000 NICU babies receiving music therapy in America in 1 year. We could compare those NICU babies' outcomes with babies not receiving music therapy. Can you imagine the power of a research study where we even had 1,000 subjects that had music therapy, let alone 100,000 subjects that had music therapy? I find it awe-inspiring to think that is our future with all of the data going into the computers, but our data will not be there for that comparison unless we have used this system of fitting our proposal to the medical model and then implementing the clinical program in that format.
Thank you for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2024.